And I just wonder, because I think one of the things that you take from some of that interdisciplinary approach, and I'm thinking about Gilroy's Black Atlantic in particular, and one of the things that you highlight, which I think might be a really useful alternative unit of analysis, is the journey. And I just wondered if you could say a little bit more about how you're framing the journey and why you think it matters if we're trying to do migration history.
For refugees, but I think for all migrants, the journey is important. It's transformative. Often it is difficult. So if we take the most extreme forced migration in terms of the Middle Passage, it is horrendous and murderous. So we actually know very little about it. There are very few accounts of the Middle Passage. So the journeys have been somewhat neglected, but they are important. And just to give a more sort of mundane example, the 10-pound Poms, who were sort of recruited to Australia after the Second World War, going on a sort of assisted passage for their labour. Those that went by boat, where it took weeks, found that process of adjustment as they went on this sort of remarkable world journey, one end to the other, easier than those that were able to use the sort of new form of mass transport, the plane, where you'd have sort of 25 hours or 30 hours of hell, but would be totally dislocated. So even for them, in longer term, those that went by ship formed bonds on the ship, often relationships and friendship groups. Those that flew still, it took longer for them to adjust to a new world, even if it was sort of English speaking. And I think that journey can often be both a physical one, but also a sort of spiritual and one about a wider identity. So one of the most famous texts written by a migrant, Mary Antin's The Promised Land, uses sort of biblical metaphors as a transformation from a Russian Jew to an American citizen. And she was using her journey to express how she could become a true American, and writing already 10, 15 years later in impeccable English. So the journeys do matter. And I think for the refugees, they matter. And what's perhaps different today, and again, is very accessible, if harrowing for the viewer, is that we have sort of real life recordings of these journeys. They don't just go from one place to another. There's often many stops in between, and certain legal status, uncertainty through the journey. So it's not just the physicality of the journey. I think it's again goes back to identity and the losses that even a sort of something that is very voluntary, say like the 10-pound Poms, there's something left behind. Although migration is part and parcel of being human, it's quite a challenging thing to do in the best of circumstances, let alone when people have to move to save their lives. And I think that's something that we are slowly recognizing, and we'll have to recognize with the latest group of refugees from Afghanistan, of just that dislocation. It is traumatic often. There's the safety, but there's also those left behind, and just the trauma of an uncertainty of the journey itself.